Today, I want to talk about something. Well, it's for a little bit different. An audience a little bit different. That's how I should say it. An audience a little bit different than what we normally would speak to. And the reason is simple. Sometimes you guys don't realize, because we came back from the depths of hell, there were multiple stages of where we went through to get where we are now. And so a lot of times our clients think they have it pretty good. And that's why today is about you're not as happy as you think. We're going to talk about why peace is so important in the home.
Stop trying to lead and make decisions all the time.
You should not be proud if you raised your voice and screamed at them.
No matter what.
I'm Cass.
And I'm Catherine. Why am I allowing him to do this in front of our children? Why am I allowing this to happen at all? You don't get to say whatever you want to a man and push him to the point where he snaps.
I might have been a really bad man the other day, but today I went out of my way to be a good man, and she thanked me for it.
Is that you always want to act in the direction you want to go. So
he is just a paycheck. What about his needs?
We're moral marriage.
Let's flip divorce statistics with the new marriage. Episode 76 of the Moral Marriage Podcast. Guys, we are on fire. By the way, if you haven't noticed, we are starting to amp it up to 5 times a week because you want more and we want to give it to you. Now, today I want to talk about something. Well, it's for a little bit different. An audience a little bit different. That's how I should say it. An audience a little bit different than what we normally would speak to. And the reason is simple. Sometimes you guys don't realize, because we came back from the depths of hell, there were multiple stages of where we went through to get where we are now. And so a lot of times our clients think they have it pretty good. And that's why today is about you're not as happy as you think. So last episode, we talked about positive, negative, and neutral. And I think this would fly into the neutral category a little bit. But simply put, you know, when you overcome the, I'm going to call it the bullshit, the violence. Okay. If you don't know me, I say everything. I have a resting sneer face when I talk. It's even my confused face, but it's when you're presenting all this terrible stuff in your marriage, that's where a lot of our audience comes from. But a lot of our audience also resonates with another part of where we were. So once we came out of the shit storm, okay, there was another level where we became really good roommates. We could do a lot of great things together, but we weren't actually as intimate, even, and I don't mean just physical, guys. What I'm talking about is intimate. Like there was a time, remember when I said to you, I feel like I'm your girlfriend, you know? And so you get along, you're organizing the kids, you're organizing the family, you're organizing the dates, you're doing things, you're going through the motions. But this is why last episode, what I'm talking about, this neutral thing, it's not what you want. You're not going to live a long-lasting marriage if you're not actually reaching the next level, right? Which is what we would truly call the positive. And so I want to challenge listeners today, and I'm wondering what challenges you're going to have off the top of your head today. But I want to challenge you guys watching on YouTube, listening on the podcast. When you think that you're happy, and by the way, there is a part of you that's going to latch onto this when things are terrible, when you go through those cycles, okay? So this is important for everybody. But when you think that you're happy and you're doing things right because you're at, I would say, baseline normal, or in this case, roommates, good business partners, essentially, you're even a little bit better. How happy are you? Really? Like if you've been striving for getting along, which was a major goal for us for a really long time, right? If you've been striving for feeling heard, you know, is a really big one for a lot of the wives, for the men that come to my program. If you've been striving for, I want to know it's okay to hug her. That's not normal. That's not a marriage, right?
Yeah.
You agree? Mm-hmm. Anything so far?
Yeah.
Go.
I have something.
Go.
So one of the things that I teach in my program, and I will teach this to anybody that I come across, actually, because I think it's that important. I tell you that you should try to be perfect. Strive for perfection. People will say, don't try to be perfect. You're setting yourself up for failure. No, you're not. If you aim at 100%, you are going to get as close to 100% as possible. If you aim for 50%, the highest you're going to get is 50%. Now, because you can't be 100%, that's where people say, don't try to be perfect, because then you're going to set yourself up for disappointment. You're going to be discouraged. No, you aim for 100%, because that is whatever you get when you aim for 100 is going to be your best. And if you can get to 100, sometimes you will. You can get perfection in some areas. You know, like you can be math, for example. Math doesn't lie. You could be perfect at math. That's just like a very black and white example. But my point is, you know, with this, you're not as happy as you think you are. Strive for more. And whatever more looks like to you, challenge yourself to think of what more actually is. In the last episode, Cass talked about how he was so happy that we were fighting every 3 days. So this is a really good example of you. He's not striving for more because he doesn't know what more even looks like.
Wow, brilliant.
So when you, so thank you. So when you think that you're happy, and you might be happy, that's great. You can enjoy that place that you are, but then you need to think, okay, is there another level? Is there another level after that? I'll tell you a secret. There's no limit to the levels. So when you continue, and so you can look at a couple levels up in order to be able to have something that you can reach, but you also want to identify what do you think is the very top, because that is what you should be looking at. That's what you should be striving towards. Yes, it might be discouraging when you fight every 3 days and you're like, well, I want to be this couple. I want to be like Cass and Catherine. And you know what? I say us because we are always trying to grow. We are always trying to be better. We are always strengthening our relationship, but we're humble enough to know that there's more to be had. So you should. Maybe you look at us and you say, I want to be like them. That's good because we're trying to get as high as you can be. So if you're on our coattails, you're going somewhere.
Yeah, love it.
So yeah. So yeah, the striving thing, strive to be 100% because you're never going to get closer to 100 than if you strive for it. If you strive for less because you think you're not capable of more, you're going to get even less. And then just remembering that there's an infinite number of steps and levels to the top.
I love where this went because this is not what I was planning. But sorry, guys, we think we might have COVID in the house here. I'm coughing like crazy here. Excuse me. I'm sorry. So I love where this went, baby, because I want you guys to imagine this. And you probably heard this if you've been listening to the podcast, but imagine who you are, like what that person, what that vision looks like. You know, the example that I often use with my men is when I think about just marriage for a second, okay? When I think about grandchildren, I do this on purpose.
Our grandchildren?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, honey.
I've never told her this.
Oh my gosh, grandchildren? Our babies are 4, 4, and 2.
It's actually.
Grandchildren?
I know I used to be a really bad.
COVID's really got him confused.
Blame pusher. I'm going to blame push here. Okay. She always tells me I'm old. So I just, you know, but she's not going for it. She's not going.
Okay. So hot shot.
I do this on purpose. I think about the house, the pool, us engaging, happy, intimately connecting, right? And then the grandchildren walk in. I don't mean sex there, by the way. And so the grandchildren come in. But when I tell this vision to people, I talk about how we're laughing and we're so enthralled with each other that when the grandchildren come, we are still more important than our grandchildren. And then when we recognize we're there, we turn to them together. And you see this vision is all about like us still truly being connected. Okay. In order to do that, you are looking to the future. Now, what does that person have to do? Well, we better be having great conversations on a day-to-day. We better be having great dates where we are so connected that out in public, the world doesn't bother us. Now, we love to people watch, don't get me wrong, but
I love babies. Picturing the grandchildren is actually pretty fun.
So, but what do we have to do now in order to create that? And guys, I want to challenge you. I want you to do this for everything in your life. I know that I am the best fucking man, husband, father, leader in life. And that doesn't mean that, like Catherine said, we don't have to keep working. We're not going to keep striving. We're not going to keep growing. I call it rising up, Lord's rising. But we know it. We know we're the best damn marriage coaches on the planet. We know it. It's not because of money we spent. It's not because of experience we went through. It's not because of the time behind us and the testimonies. It's testimonials.
Testimonies is good. That's the church way to say it. We like church.
It's because I full-on believe in what we do. I just know. And the testimonials then make me feel validated. Sure. Okay. Learning another, or getting another certification, learning from reading another book, more validation. Okay, cool. That makes sense. But we are doing all of that because we already know the future. We did the same thing when we figured out how to make a 7-figure brick and mortar gym, right? All these sorts of lessons along the way, we now apply. And now when I look backwards, I look and go, shit, if I would have just done this in the beginning, right? Wow, 3 days of fighting feels so good. It would have changed our life, the trajectory, so much faster. Be the person you want to be. You're jacked. You love your body. You're super energetic with your kids. You're running around and having a blast because you're fit, you're healthy. Well, that person doesn't drink potentially. That person doesn't party all the time. That person's not eating McDonald's. That person's getting up a little bit earlier and working out. You need to embody those things because you already know you are the best. And then when you're thinking about roommates, business partners as your marriage, really apply this. If you can do this with all the areas of your life, why can't you do it in your relationship? If we would have spent more time acting like we were fucking in love, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We would have got there faster. We just would have. Now, granted, we were crossing each other, two ships in the night, for sure, push, pull, but we can only take responsibility for ourselves. Are you the best spouse that you can be? Are you the best parent that you can be? Are you the best leader in life that you can be? Are you the best man or woman that you can be? Start losing the negatives. Go back to last episode that are messing you up. Start creating opportunities for more of the positive by being that person now. Anything to add before we go?
Yeah. Can I blow your mind with something?
Oh, yeah.
It's going to change the way that you think about this forever, and you're not going to thank me.
Okay. Here we go.
Okay.
Challenge accepted.
Okay. So picture push-pull. Mm-hmm. A loving couple doesn't face away from each other. They face towards each other.
Yep.
So face me.
Okay.
So if I push and you pull, we're going together, not opposing.
Yeah, fair. Oh, no. Okay, well, I'm talking.
Let's let them think about that.
Yeah.
We'll see you guys next time.
Yeah, that's true. I want to talk so much right now. Okay.
We gotta go.
Gotta go. See ya.